Back in September, six Native American high schoolers from the Wind River Reservation were detained by University of Wyoming police after a customer in the campus bookstore suspected one of the students of shoplifting. Administrators and parents at St. Stephen's School quickly raised concerns that the students' rights had been violated. After weeks of back and forth, the incident and its handling remains a point of tension between Wyoming's university and its Wind River Reservation. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports.
The six male high school seniors were visiting UW along with 600 other prospective students for a weekend event called Campus Pass. They planned to tour campus and watch a Cowboy football game.
And we got there in the morning and we had some free time to go walk around and check things out, so we went to the campus bookstore.
Caleb Grosbeck, his classmates, and their chaperones wore matching white t-shirts with St. Stephen's Indian High School printed on them in red. While the kids split up and browsed the store, another visitor told employees she saw someone in a St. Stephen shirt stealing merchandise.
We were just looking at things, and then we seen these guys get searched. So went to go check it out, and then they searched us too.
I got searched three times. After the first time I got searched, I felt like I shouldn't be searched again.
That's Briley Shakespeare and Jaron Arthur. Bookstore employees rummaged through some bags of UW swag they'd received on their campus visit. Unable to identify a suspect, they searched all six students and found no evidence of shoplifting. Miklo Oldman thought that would be the end of it.
And like they searched us and they're like, okay, you guys are all good. There's nothing in there. And then like we're just walking around again.
But the employees had called UWPD. When an officer arrived at the bookstore, she rounded up the kids again. No more searches, but Oldman says it was embarrassing.
I just didn't like how they stopped us in front of everyone and everyone just kept looking at us like we did something. Made it seem like we were actually stealing something or like criminals or something.
The officer then detained the students and chaperones in a conference room for about an hour. She took down the students' information, ran their names in a law enforcement database, and tried to call some of their parents.
I just kept asking if we were in trouble, and they said no. So I was like, I just asked, why do you need my information? They just said it's policy or whatever.
UWPD says it's policy to call the parents of any minors they make contact with, even if nobody's in trouble. The officer's report shows she made contact with one parent. Taylor Littleshield, who is 18, says that was his mom.
She texted me right after and said, were you stealing? So I almost got in trouble for not stealing. So.
From the initiation of this entire situation, what the students and their families were looking for was just for an apology. They felt offended.
St. Stephen's High School principal Cheryl Myers wrote a letter to UW expressing concerns about the search and detention. One student's relative told university officials she believed racial profiling had occurred. UW investigated and 10 days after the incident released a report claiming there was no evidence of racial bias. Myers says the investigation missed the point.
So I was anticipating a broader scope of looking and identifying whether the search was legitimized and the detention was legitimized, not necessarily whether it was racial profiling or discrimination.
UWPD responded to only three other suspected shoplifting incidents at the campus bookstore in the past 12 months. None involved juveniles. Police Chief Mike Samp says bookstore employees followed protocols, and while his officer found no probable cause to cite anyone for anything, her detention of the students was by the book.
Since some of these individuals were juveniles, we do make an attempt to contact parents just to explain the nature of that contact by law enforcement and alleviate any concerns that they might have. The officer that did get sent over to the bookstore to investigate that situation acted appropriately. She acted within policy, and there's certainly nothing improper about what she did.
I am satisfied that there were no laws broken.
UW President Dick McGinnity has met with St. Stephen's administrators twice since the incident.
There was not racial profiling. There was not violation of civil rights or state law, for that matter. Having said that, there were things that were done by the university or that happened in the bookstore that I would say, in hindsight, could have been handled somewhat better. And as for the upset that was caused, I'm sorry about that.
McGinnity says some of the policies at play here should be re-examined, like the multiple searches and the detaining kids for an hour with no evidence to call their parents. He said as much in a letter to Principal Cheryl Myers 1 month after the incident. McGinnity says he wants to mend UW's relationship with the St. Stephen's students. all six of whom were looking to apply to UW.
Would you still be considering UW?
Yeah, I would.
I would too.
I'm still undecided.
No.
I'm undecided too.
Well, I guess what's uncertain about UW for you guys after experiencing this thing at the bookstore?
Being treated like that again.
The St. Stephen School Board is still reviewing President McGinnity's letter, as well as bookstore surveillance footage, before responding. They next meet later this month. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.